And let's take a look at how the news of the week is coursing through social media. Julia Turner is editor-in-chief at Slate, and she joins us from New York. Hi, Julia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So what caught your attention this week?
Well, one key story rising out of the Freddie Gray protests and the violence in Baltimore has been the story of Toya Graham, who is a mother who was captured on video wailing on her son in an effort to prevent him from throwing a rock at the police. The video captured this very fraught moment within this family. And somewhat predictably, various political factions have adopted it and used it to make cheap political points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need more of this kind of mom in America. People should control their children. And some people are calling her hashtag mom of the year.
Well, we actually do have some sound from the video. It's depending on your perspective. It's easy or not easy to watch because you do see Toya Graham chasing after her son. She's hitting him, slapping him, and trying to pull off the mask that he's wearing. So let's listen.
Get over here, nut! Get your hand when I say!
And I understand that Toya Graham actually told CBS later that what she was trying to do essentially was to protect her son. She saw him with the rock and was worrying about police retaliation and, quote, didn't want him to be another Freddie Gray. I mean, so it seems like on social media, though, people are kind of projecting their own values onto her.
Yeah, a number of people are very sympathetic to that explanation, and it makes a lot of sense. To me, what's dismaying is there's an ease with which social media allows people to take personal stories and very glibly capitalize on them to make whatever point they want to make about themselves or politics or America. And it seems to me like social media at its worst.
So there is a lot of discussion in social media this week about race and violence. But if we may, since it is a Friday, let's end on something a little bit lighter. Can you tell us about hashtag how old robot? This might be my favorite thing of the week.
This was pretty enjoyable. Some researchers at Microsoft invented a robot that can guess your age based on a photograph. And one of the things that's most charming about this robot is that although this seems like exactly the sort of thing you might build if you were trying to create a viral phenomenon, the researchers behind it did not seem to think about it that way at all. They were hoping maybe 50 people would try it to help confirm their results. They anticipated that users would just scan through a set of stock photographs. Instead, of course, people uploaded photos of themselves, photos of their dogs, photos of their children. I saw someone uploading two comparative portraits of Dorian Gray.
Oh my God.
to get the answers.
I saw the Mona Lisa on there too.
How old did it say she was?
30.
It sounds plausible.
I mean, it feels like the folks at Microsoft may know a lot about machine learning, but they don't know anything about human psychology because, I mean, it's perfect for virality, right? It's asking you to do something that reflects information about you back to yourself. And it's really flattering, I have to say, because I tried it and it said that it thinks I'm a man, wrong, but it also thinks I'm 27, which is sadly wrong. But
a strapping young fellow. Yeah, one of our tech bloggers, Lily Newman, who wrote about it, said that the researchers vastly underestimated the narcissism of the internet, and I think that seems correct.
Julia Turner is editor-in-chief at Slate. Julia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.